بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, and he says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Asar Salah, he stood on the minbar and he delivered a khutbah. After Asar Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the minbar and he delivered a khutbah. It was a lengthy khutbah in which he says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned various things that were going to take place till the day of Qiyamah. Ulama and the commentators have then explained that Rasulullah highlighted in general many important events that were going to take place, trials and tribulations, fitnas that were going to take place from that time till the day of Qiyamah. So he did not go into tafsil, into great detail, but in essence he mentioned many of those trials and tribulations that the ummah was going to face, the mihan, and Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhu says, حَفِظَهُ مَنْ حَفِظَهُ وَنَسِيَهُ مَنْ نَسِيَهُ. That person who memorized those beautiful advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he remembered it. And those who did not memorize it, those who forgot it, then they could not remember those beautiful incidents that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned and important aspects of deen which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on that khutbah, on that particular day. So he was among those people who memorized those events and that particular hadith. So from this we understand also that many times important aspects of deen are being highlighted to us. We should listen very attentively and try and absorb and understand and memorize and remember those important aspects that pertain to our life, to our deen, to our iman. Sometimes we sit in a lecture, our mind is drifted away, we're not paying attention. So physically we were there, but mentally we were not there, we were not paying attention. So we're not going to learn in this way. In our deen, there is ta'alim and ta'allum. We are learning all the time. No alim can claim that he has learned everything. The more you learn, the more you understand how little you know. Nonetheless, amongst the things Rasulullah mentioned, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said, "Inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun, wa inna Allaha mustakhlifukum fiha, fanazirun kayfa ta'malun." That verily this dunya is hulwa, very sweet, succulent, juicy. Khadira, it is green, it is lush. In other words, this dunya with its embellishments, its glitter, its glamour, its ronak, it is very attractive to the person. Allah has made it like that. And Allah has made us His vicegerents in this world. And Allah wants to see how we perform our deeds, what type of actions we do in this world. So Allah is watching us. He has kept us into this dunya, which is a very, very short period of time. And Allah is watching us how we are performing our deeds. In another narration, the same Sahabi Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah said, "I fear that when the dunya will be spread out to you, the glitter, the glamour, the embellishments of this world. I fear that when this will be spread out to you, in other words, what will happen to you then? A Sahabi then asked a question, he posed a question, أَوَيَأْتِ الْخَيْرُ بِالشَّرْءِ Because Rasulullah said, I fear inni akhafu alaykum ma yuftahu alaykum min zahrati dunya. That I fear that soon when you will conquer many lands and you will gain the spoils of war, then I fear the dunya, the love of dunya that will come into your heart. The Sahabi then asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will gaining spoils of war, conquering lands, will that become a means of evil in our life? Rasulullah did not give any answer. Sahaba then saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to perspire profusely. And this was an indication that now Allah was sending down some wahi to him. So his eyes are closed, Rasulullah lowers his head, and the Sahaba, they express this kayfiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When wahi would come down, then he would perspire profusely. And after the wahi was given to him, then Rasulullah asked, Aina sa'il? Where's the person who asked the question? Ka'annahu faka'annahu hamidahu. Rasulullah sallallahu was very happy with this particular question that this particular sahabi posed. And then he said, he gives a beautiful example, and this, inshallah, I'll just give you the khulasa, the gist of what Rasulullah explained. He says that khair will not become a means of evil. Good won't become a means of evil. And then he gives an example of a farm in which there are cows or a cow, and it is spring season, and we know the lush crops, the garden, the fertile soil, the trees, the plants, the grass growing very well. So this cow goes and it eats to its full, and after eating to its full, the hadith says that its hips become nice, imtaddat khasirataha, its hips become nice and filled. And then it goes, fastaqbalat ayna shams, it goes and it sits down directly under the rays of the sun or the heat of the sun, and then it defecates, it urinates. In other words, it digests its food. After digesting its food and resting for a time, then the animal goes back and begins to eat again. And then Rasulullah says that this dunya is hulwatun khadira. Inna hadha al-mal hulwatun khadira. That this dunya that we have, the material possessions we have, it is lush, it is very, very attractive. It looks very, very juicy. What is implied? That we should not have suffer indigestion as far as dunya is concerned. Just hankering after this world, chasing after this world all the time, amassing wealth. One hadith Rasulullah explains that which one of you loves his heir's wealth more than his own wealth? His waratha, his heirs. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, nobody will love his heir's wealth more than his own. So Rasulullah says, you know what is your own wealth? That which you ate and you consumed. That which you wore, the clothing you wore, and you worn it out. You wore it out. And that wealth that you spent in sadaqah, and in which you used as a zakhira, a provision of reward for your akhirat. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see. Therefore in the hadith he says, Man akhadahu bihaqtihi. That person who took dunya, he earned dunya lawfully, not unjustly. He did not deceive, he did not cheat, he did not lie. He didn't do any crookery in his business. And he used it in the correct places. You need to feed your family, your friends, your children. He used it in the correct places. Then what a beautiful ma'una. فَنِعْمَ الْمَعُونَ It is a good assistance for a person in this world. We need to build a masjid. We need to build a madrasa. We need to look after the widows, the orphans. We need to do good works of deen. People are suffering, the poor, the needy. So obviously you need wealth to support them, to look after them. So the wealth, when it is attained, it is halal, wholesome, pure, a person is not becoming greedy, and he uses it correctly, then it is assistance for him in this world. وَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِغَيْرِ حَقِّهِ But whoever takes wealth unjustly, then he is like that person who كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلُ وَلَا يَشْبَعُ Like that person who eats greedily and he is never satiated. وَيَكُونُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ This wealth will bear witness against him on the day of Qiyamah. My respected friends and elders from this hadith, we understand the importance of earning halal dunya, spending it in the correct avenues, and most importantly is stocking our provisions in terms of sawab and reward in the year after. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ Three things follow a mayyit. His wealth, his family obviously, his children, his brothers, siblings, and his amal. Two things return, one thing remains with him. Family comes back, his wealth comes back, his amal remains with him in the qabr. So Rasulullah then explained about dunya, and then he explained about treachery. A person who is a traitor, he breaches a trust, he is deceptive, he lies to people. On the day of Qiyamah, according to your treachery, according to your deceptive nature, you did people down, then a flag will be hoisted on your back, and according to how bad your treachery was, that is how high this flag will be hoisted. And every person on the day of Qiyamah will see, oh, that person, هذه غدرة فلان, oh, this was what he did wrong, huh? This is what how he broke the pact and the agreement, and he breached the trust. And he says, then Rasulullah says, the worst of treachery is that of the Amir of the public. The one who's in charge of the citizens. And if he has to usurp their wealth, and if he has to oppress them, then this is the worst type of treachery on the day of Qiyamah. And then Rasulullah went on to mention four categories or conditions of people. And he says, the person is born as a mu'min. يولد مؤمنا ويعيش مؤمنا ويموت مؤمنا He lives his life as a believer and he dies as a believer. May Allah Ta'ala make us from among such people that we live our life with iman and Allah gives us more with iman. And the other person he says, born as a kafir, lives as a kafir and dies as a kafir. Allah protect us. And then the third person is a person who is born as a believer, lives his life as a believer, but dies as a disbeliever. Right in the end, he slips. And he becomes a murtad. He forsakes Islam. He utters some things that makes him come out of the fold of Islam. May Allah protect us from that such a moment. And the fourth one is a person who was born as a kafir, lived as a kafir, but Allah blessed him with hidayat. And Allah gave him iman, and this person dies as a believer. So he is a lucky person. And then Rasulullah explained about anger. And again, four types of people. The first person, he says, who is sari'ul ghadab. He becomes angry very, very quickly. And he forgives quickly also. Sari'ul fay. So, sari'ul ghadab, becoming angry quickly, this is not a good quality. But forgiving very quickly, this is a good quality. فَإِحْدَاهُمَا بِالْأُخْرَىٰ In other words, one is a trait which is reprehensible or disliked. It is disliked. And the other one is something that is light. And then Rasulullah says, the second type of person is a person who takes long to become angry. But at the same time, it takes very long to forgive also. That also is not good. One quality is good, that it takes long to become angry, but it takes very long to make maaf. Months will go past, years will go past, you're begging him for forgiveness, he's still not forgiving. And then Rasulullah said, Khiyarukum, the best of you, is the one who takes very long to become angry, but very quickly he forgives. Bati'ul ghadab, sari'ul fay. This is a quality which is light in Sharia. A person doesn't get angry very quickly. It takes him very, very long to become angry. But when somebody troubles him, he forgives very, very easily. And Rasul says, Shirarukum, the worst of you, is the one who becomes angry very quickly, and he takes very long to forgive. May Allah save us from such a, from having such a quality. And then Rasulullah says, you see anger? It is jamrah. Jamrah means a branded coal, which is placed on the heart of man. The effects of this anger is such that a person's veins, you see his veins swelling. Look at his neck. The veins are becoming, are swelling. And his eyes become red. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this hadith, he mentions when any person is getting this kafiyat and this feeling, he's becoming angry, then he should immediately فَلْيَضْطَجِعْ, lie down. Anger comes out of pride also. And pride is something which is abhorred in Sharia. The opposite of pride is humility. When a person sleeps, rest, goes onto the ground, he is now coming to earth, to ground, towards humility, towards humbleness. He reminds himself that I'm created from sand. And in another hadith, Rasulullah says, read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Immediately. Drink water. Make wudu. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. Move your posture, position. And best, go away from that place. If a person remains there, he becomes more enraged. Then he can do things that can be very drastic. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained about deaths. And he said that a person, when he takes a loan, then, and it's time for him to pay his loan, then he pays it takes very long to pay his loan. But when he demands his loan from somebody else, then he takes it very easy also. It does not harass the person. It gives him respite. It gives him more chance. And the other person is that he pays his debt very quickly, but also he is harsh when it comes to demanding of payment. So somebody owes him money, he's very, very harsh. Rasulullah says the best one is the one who pays quickly and wa ajmala fi talab. When it comes to demanding repayment of debts, he's kind, he's gracious, he gives the man more time, he gives him respite. Sometimes he may forego the debt, he waves it off. And the worst is that person who, when he has to pay, he does not pay. When he demands for his money immediately. Rasulullah says, Matlul ghani dhulmun. Person who has the means, he's wealthy, he's got no excuse, and he's still not paying the man his money, his due. He's making him sing for his money. Such is regarded as zulam in Shariat. He's an oppressor. Then Rasulullah says, it is now the sun was setting just above the wall. And then Rasulullah says, see this amount of day that now remains, you know, almost sunset, a few couple of minutes are remaining only. He started the bayan after Salatul Asr, and now just before Maghrib Salah, before sunset, Rasulullah was terminating his talk, and he says that this amount of day that remains as compared to the entire day that has passed, this is like how that amount of dunya is remaining compared to the thousands of years that has passed. So we can understand from this hadith also that Qiyamah is not very far. Qiyamah is very, very close. In one hadith, Rasulullah explained, like we have a rag, a shredded rag, and it is held by just one thread only now. Only one thread remains. That is like the time that now remains of dunya. So respected friends and elders, these were few important things that Rasulullah highlighted in this hadith, that how dunya attracts a person. Allah wants to see how we perform the good deeds we do in this dunya. And then Rasulullah explained about having iman, living with iman, and dying with iman. Then about treachery, and not being a traitor, not being deceptive. And then about anger, and controlling our anger. And then Rasulullah explained about debts, when it comes to paying a person his debts, when it comes to asking, demanding the person debts that you had lent him, the loan you are receiving. Then Rasulullah explained also the remaining days of this dunya. Hence, respected friends and elders, let us turn our tawajjuh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand these beautiful, important ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time is against us. When moth will strike, Allah ta'ala knows best. We have to be prepared for the akhirah. This dunya is very, very short-lived. It's a couple of days. A person says, like a house that has two doors. You enter from one door and you exit from the other door. So during these days, especially in December, as we mentioned last week, we had the program and before also, shaitan goes all out. And he says, you know, you worked the entire year. You need to chill now. You need to relax. Of course, we mentioned also, to take some break. There's no problem in that. But the person must not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must not become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A dhakir is a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. He's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows Allah has sent him as his vicegerent in this dunya. And he has to do good actions. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is testing us to see which one of us is doing good actions. And Allah is so ghafur raheem. We slip, we make a mistake, we make sincere tawbah, istighfar, and Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive us. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq of and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isad durush sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. La nuhsi thanan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم لغناكم عافرنا ما لخطاكم عافرنا اللهم كم زور ہے ہم ضعیف ہے گنہگار ہے یا اللہ اللهم مجرم ہے اقراری مجرم ہے یا اللہ if you don't forgive us my Allah nobody else can forgive us my Allah یا اللہ we knock at your door my Allah اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا الله every single sin be committed my Allah
in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, Ya Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Amadan, khata'an, saghira, kabira. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wazakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allah, polish and cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat in dunya, afiyat in akhirah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, the sweetness of taking your blessed name, my Allah. Ya Allah, sweetness of Quran, tilawat of Quran, the sweetness of sajda, the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. They are sick, my Allah. They have undergone operations, my Allah. Some are still going for operations, my Allah. Some are at home, some are at hospitals, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Oh, brothers and sisters, so many are not well, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, and all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Especially those who passed away recently, my Allah. Allah grant the family sabre jameel, my Allah. Allah give those marhumin in the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, my Allah. Make us die with iman, my Allah. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Allah give us maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, in the day of qiyamah. The huzi kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect all of us. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny. Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr and azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. We've got different needs, my Allah. Different hajats, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. Wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. Biqadaiha wa najaiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. Remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Especially, ya Allah, in Gaza, in Syria, and different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them victory, my Allah. Our Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters, our masum children, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, happiness, my Allah. Give them victory, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, there are so many young boys and young girls of marriageable age, my Allah. And they're desperately looking for suitable partners, my Allah. You find them the suitable partners, my Allah. And give them a life full of bliss and happiness, full of taqwa and afiyat in their life, my Allah. Allahumma Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabul farma. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.